What up, everybody? So today's post is going to be about consistency, not only in social media posts, because I've not been consistent, but with my minimalism journey. So today is Tuesday, and usually Tuesdays are my days for donations, or setting aside donations, organizing donations, sending donations off. Or gathering boxes from Specs, which is a local liquor store chain. If no one knows what Specs is, it's like a thing in Texas. I'm sure they know me as Box Girl by now. But anyway, so today we're not doing that. I am mentally preparing myself for a dentist appointment, and I haven't been to a dentist in like, maybe the last time was 2 years, but like on a consistent basis, well over five. You know, you go like twice a year and you do your thing. I don't have insurance still, so everything's out of pocket. So I asked a friend and I made an appointment for today. So hopefully if I need another like serious situation, we'll do that on Friday, because he said Friday mornings, sometimes like you can pencil something in. We'll see. But back to consistency. So I haven't been very consistent with my posts on my Pensieve, which, by the way, thank you so much for listening. Super appreciate it. And definitely in my blog posts. Now, these are all really important as far as like, you know, being on top of the pile, more visibility kind of thing. But at the same time, I'm concerned with the content. So it's not for lack of things to talk about, and present. It's just that, I want it to be meaningful content. Just because it's meaningful to me doesn't mean it's going to be meaningful on a more, more than 50% of the viewership situation. So, like, this is my personal Pensieve, right? Just all my thoughts, like, taken out of my head and, like, dumped. But at the same time, like, it needs to have a flow and make sense. Because not all of my thoughts in my head make fucking sense. So, yeah. So, it's not for lack of content. It's just, you know, things happen on not a regular basis. Like, every Tuesday, I'm not going to have something super meaningful happen to me that I have to share with everybody and, like, seeing from the rooftops. You know what I mean? And as interesting as my love life slash lack of my love life is, because I get fucking dumbass messages all the time, that's not necessarily something I want to share all the time, just because, like, I get pretty agitated a lot. And, I don't know if I want to, like, rage out all the time in all of my posts. So, that's another reason why Tinder Tales and Fuckboys has not been updated in a while. It's more of the same dumb bullshit that I've been receiving in my DM box versus, like, anything that's really new and striking and I feel that should be shared with the class. But, yeah. So, as far as my minimalism stuff, because that's like all my social media stuff. Tinder Tales and Fuckboys has not been updated in a while. This has not been updated in a while. I haven't done a YouTube video in forever. And even when I did YouTube, like, I didn't have a consistent schedule. Because again, I was more focused on the content. Now, there was a time where I was popping out a video, like, I was trying to pop out a video every week. Like, all the way through, like, editing and stuff. And each video had, like, a different editing element, so it was more of like a learning situation. So like one I focused on voiceovers and captioning, another one was timing. I think it's called a jump cut, I'm not sure, but like, you know, like taking out ums and uhs, and because I do that fucking a lot, like just now. So each one was like a learning video, and then I just kind of like jumped off, because it was mostly cooking, and then there was like a couple unboxing, like the one for the wheelchair, because we had never lived with a wheelchair before, so I thought it'd be really important to show that to people just in case they're like, they have a new situation in their household. Maybe they've never had a wheelchair or lived with one, or maybe they're concerned about the, you know, spatial requirements, like, is it going to fit in a hallway, or like, how narrow of a pass can it go through? All of which are addressed in that video. So, you know, living with my parents, you know, recently we got a chair for my dad because he just can't walk that far, right? And walkers only help so much. He gets tired. Long distance traveling, you need it. So, most of my topic matter now is either minimalism, living with old people, my senior citizens, because our needs and how we travel and how we do things have changed to accommodate, you know, my dad, because he doesn't move as fast as the other kids, and that's fine, but not as, you know, not everybody is as understanding of that kind of thing, right? So, again, my consistency with the YouTube posts, not consistent because, you know, nothing really significant happened where I felt I had to address it and share it with the world. You know what I mean? Or, yeah, basically I didn't have meaningful enough content to do a schedule. Like, it's really hard to find something meaningful each week to post about that's new and enlightening and helpful for others. So that's just kind of how I feel about it. People who can push out content like every week or, oh my God, daily, fuck, like that's amazing. Like, I don't even know, especially if it's videos. Like, if you're making videos every day, start to finish, editing and all that stuff, and like just churning it out, that's so amazing. Like, I don't even know how you sleep. So, again, consistency with the social media posts. Now, for as far as the minimalism situation, oh my God, I can't even talk right now. we lead by example in this house. My parents don't listen to a fucking thing I say. So if I just silently go about doing stuff and they see me doing things, then they follow suit. So my mom is not a very sentimental person. She is more willing to throw shit out than like ask you, hey, by the way, do you like this or do you need this? Do you care about this? She'll just throw it. She did that a lot with my brother's stuff. So a lot of valuable comic books got thrown away. It was really sad. And probably magic cards. Probably a lot of magic cards. So now she's trying to get rid of all this china and like serviceware, like, we never had chafing dishes, but apparently we have one chafing dish that's ceramic and it comes with a stand. I was like, I don't remember where this came from. But anyway, so she's been more consistent with that since I've been more consistent with Tuesdays are donation days for me. So I'm either going to library or Goodwill or going to Specs and picking up boxes for all my donations, because it's not a produce box, right? So you don't have to worry too much about bacteria or like weird shit in the box, because it's just been handling glass bottles or metal bottles. Like, it hasn't been really touching food, so you don't have to worry. So I use alcohol boxes, or, you know, old Amazon boxes, but I'd prefer to keep that for whatever I successfully sell on eBay, which hasn't been anything yet. I'm still hoping for some, like, my Hello Kitty stuff to successfully sell. But yeah, like, ever since I've started just kind of, like, going about and, you know, actions speak louder than words in this house. I guess that's the better way of saying it, because they don't listen to anything. Like, they don't listen to shit I say. But if I'm, like, doing stuff, then they'll follow suit. So my mom's been pretty good about setting aside and organizing her goods to be donated. We'll have to go on another free day that I have to all these guilds and consignment stores to see if they can appraise it and give us a decent amount of money. my parents went somewhere and I don't want to go to these places without her and her be like, why didn't you get more money for that? Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh my God, this is your shit. Please. Like, don't have me go out and then you be like mad about it later. Like, I don't fucking want that. Yeah. So I've been very consistent about going through my stuff and putting them in the set aside pile, trying to sell you or donate you pile. And luckily, most of that stuff hasn't come back. Some of it has. But I think that's just me needing a little bit more time to mentally let go of some things. So the whole thing with me, the whole minimalism journey now, it's not always about getting rid of all your shit. So just in case you guys are like, oh my God, it is about getting rid of all your shit. No, for me it is. I have a lot of stuff and I'm not really using most of it. Like, I used to do a lot of crafts. So I have lots of like paper crafting stuff and stationery, but I don't really do that anymore, right? So that's why I gave a big box of art supplies to one of my friends that teaches so she can like have it for her kids. And then what else? You know, I have all these books that I wanted to read or had for school and I'm not reading them and I don't really particularly find any specific value in them. So I donated those to the library. 'Cause it's pretty like, I feel it's a waste of time to go to half price books and try to sell your shit. I'd rather just donate it at that point. What else? I've been more consistent with the donations. As far as selling, it's been really difficult. I'm still hoping for good sales on eBay, but I know deep down, even if I sell everything for like $5 or $10, like all the shit I'm trying to get rid of at $5 or $10 a pop, like I'll still make a good amount of money back. I just have to figure out like how that works for like taxes, I guess, or, you know, because I worry about that. Because let's say I make 2 G's off of my stuff. Let's say that's like a really big, probably not going to happen. Let's say I make 2 G's. If we think about this as an independent contractor situation, that means 40% of that goes to the man, goes to Uncle Sam. So that's a little less than a G out of that 2 G's, I don't see. You know? And if I try to use that for my debt situation, you know what I mean? That means I can't use the full 2 G's. So there's that. I mean, the whole thing is to like get rid of my stuff, get rid of some of my debt in the process of getting rid of my stuff and, you know, just be lighter, less of a mental burden of about my stuff, like maintaining it or trying to figure out who's going to buy it or how to sell it or how to ship it. Ugh. And a lighter burden of my debt, you know, because I'm trying to get rid of some of this stuff to offset my debt because I don't need it and I need to get rid of my debt. So I value getting out of debt more than this stuff. I value negative space more than this stuff. So really at the end of the day, it's about practicality. So for anyone who's been trying to do the whole, doing anything actually, anything you do can help from consistency. Like say you're trying to lose weight, but you know, going to the gym freaks you out or you don't like it. I don't like going to the gym, so I totally feel you there. If you make yourself go one day a week for like 30 minutes, like you squeeze it in somewhere, and you do that once a week, that's like 52 weeks that you did a workout. You did 52 workouts versus however many you did or did not do before, right? Baby steps. We all work at our own pace. We all have our own, like, motivators, right? You just need to find the right motivator. And I think that helps fuel consistency, right? It's not completely undoable. You just need to find a way to make everything approachable, right? So I hope this post helped other people, you know, helps you. Maybe gives you a little insight. Maybe just break down whatever your situation is into little bite-sized pieces to help build up consistency. You know what I mean? And thank you again for joining me on my semi-controlled rant. Hopefully I didn't like go too far off tangent, but consistency! It doesn't always have to be like something crazy. Just start off small. All right. I'll see you guys later. Have a nice day. And let's be good to each other. Okay. Bye.